Yeah, that was a sequel because 4 years ago they did one and they were like schoolyard kids and it was hilarious. And I have a, if I have it on my phone, I will probably post it just as a recap on Facebook for Mother's Day. Well, welcome everyone. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. And I hope you felt special today, felt loved today, and amazing day today. And I want to welcome all the new people. If you are here new, welcome to Impact Church. My name is Marichelle, and I'm part of the team here. And I get to share the message for you for Mother's Day. So any Wonder Woman out there? Oh, come on, guys. Wonder Woman. You are all Wonder Women. Okay, so yesterday, talking about Wonder Women, we celebrated, we had a Wonder Woman Community Day or Community Afternoon yesterday. We had a guest speaker, and it was just an amazing day. There was over about 100 people here yesterday. It's fantastic. We had pre-loved clothing. We had free hospitality. Trish, the stylist who's from Melbourne, came here yesterday and just spoke life and encouragement to our women, and everybody just had a ball. Everybody had a great time. You will see on the side there, we have leftovers of some pre-loved clothing after the service. For those of you who couldn't come yesterday, I encourage you to rummage through that. It's free. Grab all you can because we don't really want to you know, take it home. But thank you to everybody who's donated some beautiful clothing. I mean, you know, somebody said to me that someone else's trash is someone's treasure. And so it's amazing. And we have free things there in terms of like from Grace Cosmetics. So make sure you avail yourself for that. Today we have hospitality for all the moms. You get a chicken schnitzel burger or hamburger today with a free coffee. And for all the rest of us, you have a meal to be purchased straight after the service. So that is a great deal. And for all the moms, I hope you were able to get your gift today. And if you didn't, straight after the service, it's just right in the foyer and it'll be a good thing. All right, so I want to say happy birthday to a Wonder Woman. She's here today, Denise Gavitt. She's outside. Okay, so Denise, happy birthday. What a wonderful day to celebrate our Mother's Day in the house. Well, today, like I said, I get to share Mother's Day message with you today. And yesterday, as we're talking about Wonder Woman, the only I thought about wearing the Wonder Woman outfit, which is right there. But, you know, I thought it wouldn't be appropriate to be on stage and preaching that. So anyway, I'll probably get to do that later on at home. So we want to just honor and celebrate all the mums today. And the only thing that I wondered, if you can put up that image for me, I am Wonder Woman because I wonder where I left my keys. I wonder where I left my purse. I wonder where I left my, where my money went. Okay. Anybody agree with that? Okay. Yesterday, all throughout the week, actually, I don't know where my phone went. I don't know where my keys were. So this was very apt for me, I think. So, you know, it's just amazing how, you know, we're all Wonder Women, whether you're a mum today or whether you're, stepmum or mother figure, spiritual mums, we want to celebrate and honour you today. And I also want to acknowledge those who today is could be a bit difficult day for you. We just want to acknowledge the fact that we are here for you, and some, you know, some mums may have lost their mum or they're estranged from their mum or any other circumstance around you. I want to just honour you and know that you are seen and loved and heard today. So why don't we give all the mums and every woman a clap today. So we may not get to wear the red, white, and blue outfits today, but we are still Wonder Women. My Wonder Woman status is not defined by being a mother. And yours too. Your status, your Wonder Woman status is not defined by being a mum. Your Wonder Woman status is not defined by being a I'm not defined by being a pastor here, or a counselor, or a wife for that matter, or any other title I may have. My Wonder Woman status is defined by what God says who I am. My Wonder Woman status is not defined by the community work I do. It's not whether I help someone down the street or whether I help someone and pay someone for their grocery or pay for their fuel. It's not none of that. My Wonder Woman status and your Wonder Woman status is defined by what God says who you are. And I know today is like, kind of Mother's Day message, but stick with me, men, because this will also apply to you, because I want you to know that the Wonder Woman that sits next to you or you know of is being given by God to you. Not to compete, not to do, assert authority, but to complement, to help, to encourage. So I want you to appreciate the women that God has given you in your life. Okay, so men, I want you to not only love on her today, but also encourage her. And not just the one day. Okay, this is not just a one-day gig. This is an everyday gig. And that goes for us too. You know, as women, we want to encourage our men, but it's not Father's Day today, so I get to have the microphone. So basically today, I just want to share a couple of thoughts with you, being Mother's Day. And the first point I want to say is that you're wonderfully precious. As a woman, you are wonderfully precious. We are incredibly valued and loved by God. We are one of a kind. There is nobody else quite like you. There has never been anyone like you. There shall never be anyone like you. We are one off. If you look at the palm of your hands and all the thumbprints and everything, there's not nothing like, it's not a replicate. You are not an accident. You are unique. You are purposeful. And so, you know, you are not mass produced. You know, like when we do, I don't know. I think someone mentioned IKEA before. It's flat pack. Like everyone's like mass produced. But can I just say that you are wonderfully precious. You are wonderfully unique. You are not random. You are not a sample of humanity. You are you by God's creating and providential design. Yet for some reason, as women, you know, I talked about this, some women, we tend to compare ourselves with other women. We tend to size other women up and say, well, you know, if I only look like that, or if I only look like her, or if I was just as smart as her, or if I had a car like her, or if I did this and did that, we tend to compare ourselves and thinking that we are not good enough, that we're not valuable enough. You know, each and every woman here today have come to that stage where we actually compare ourselves to some other person. Can I just say that God made you unique? God made you precious. You are an apple of His eye. And I think that that needs to be celebrated, the uniqueness of you. If you compare yourself to everybody else, then what a boring world we would have. And so, you know, can I say this to you, that when you compare yourself with other women or with other people, you steal and make a mockery of what God has created. That's a sobering thought, isn't it? You can admire them and you can learn from each other, glean from each other, but never compete or never compare. It's not going to get you anywhere. It's just going to get you disappointed. God created us uniquely to do something awesome. You are created uniquely to do something awesome. something great in our lives, something great in someone else's life. He created us perfectly without finding fault. And this is a big one for you. You're not a blunder woman. You are a wonder woman. You're not a blunder woman. You are a wonder woman. Psalm 139:14 says this, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Women, I'm just wondering whether you know that full well, not just in your head, but in your heart. Do you know that full well that you are wonderfully created? You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, it all started in the beginning where God breathed life. In Genesis 2 verse 18 and there's also 21 to 22 in NIV, I want to just read this to you. The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Verse 21 to 22, but for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. Nobody's sleeping right now. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up up the place where with flesh. I reckon if God's going to make something out of a man, he needs to fall into a deep sleep because, you know, that's going to hurt him. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib. He had taken out of the man and he brought her to the man. And I heard an analogy before that women are created on the man's side, not on top, not on the bottom, or not from behind, because they are meant to walk beside you. In this scripture, I see that God has not only breathed life, but was making another life. Men, God has given you a helper, a helpmeet. She is not like a sidekick, like someone filling a lower role or a supporting role. It's not about being a subservient or a previous interpretation from the world's point of view. You know, it could be derogatory. I heard it said before. It was an acronym called WIFE, which means there's washing, ironing, entertainment, and food. She's not like that. Hang on, I just did that the wrong way. But anyway, yeah, you get the gist, right? I can't even spell. Which school did I go to? Oh, goodness me. She's not a maid or an assistant, but a companion. Is all the men cringing right now? Come on, women, I need your support here today. You should be cheering me on. Yeah, so because I know God's point of view and view of as women is that there are beautiful, there are awesome, unique. It's not about competing, but it's about completing each other. When I was putting this together, I was thinking, there's a movie called, is it Jerry Maguire? It says, You Complete Me. Anyway, that's just another thing that my head goes around. So anyway, helper. Sometimes, and I know I had a hang up about the word helper. Well, hang on, I'm not just a helper. Like, what am I, I'm going to help you? Like, you know, I'm not just a helper. So I looked it up because I'm really interested in some of these words because I wasn't satisfied. I was like, I need to go a little bit deeper. So helpmeet or helper is not a label of inferiority, but an acknowledgement of strength. And I thought, okay, I like that. Okay, it's good. But then I stumbled on this. The original language of this word helper in Hebrew is called Ezer. E-Z-E-R. So it speaks of God's strength, power and protection, help and being a rescuer. And this is what I love. This is another one that says to save, rescue, bring life in crisis situations. How's that, women? We are to bring life, we are to save, we are to rescue, bring life in crisis situations. So I thought I quite like that. So this is a wonder of a woman. How many times have we saved somebody, either physically, mentally, or socially? You know, we do it most of the time, don't we? We bring life in a crisis situation. So, you know, men, you've been known as a problem fixer, or let's Bob the Builder, let come fix it. You know, but you know, women, they bring life in crisis situations. Like my husband said, oh, there's nothing to eat. I can't find anything. Did you have a look at it properly in the fridge? So that was a crisis situation, because if he can't see anything, he can't eat. So crisis, all right. So this is a wonder of a woman. The creative genius, God, that we are wonderfully and uniquely created us to be a rescuer, to be someone that gives life. To the moms in the house today, we know what it means to give life, don't we? To give birth physically. It's never easy. Can you imagine a 10 centimeter dilation? No, maybe not. Don't go there. But can I just say, it's not easy. Don't get that picture in your head. But I'm just saying, it's pretty huge. That's a Wonder Woman right there. And I want to acknowledge, the fact that, yes, it's not easy. And given life, it's giving life to another person, to another human being. And I know this could be a sensitive subject, because there are people, whether you're online today or whether in your auditorium, where you have struggled in some way of, giving life, in a physical manner. Some have had miscarriages, or some are in infertility, and someone is, who had experienced this myself, I know all too well the pain that it can bring. And I want to acknowledge you today. And like I said in the beginning, you are not, your status is not determined by you giving birth physically today. Each and every one of us here today are giving life into someone today. Not physically, but also for the way we talk to each other. That is giving life. And that is why we always want to make sure that in this church, we endeavor not to isolate, as society states we should, about giving life is to give birth. But that is not your label. That is not your limit. You give life through different circumstances. You give life by encouraging words and affirmation, affirming others. You give life through speaking life and prophetic and all of that. You give life through praying for somebody. You give life as to how you live your life. Women, you give life every day to those around you. You may have that one person that you talk to at the gym, or at your workplace, or any other places, or in a supermarket. Anywhere you go, you give life. And that is significant. Never, ever, ever think that anything is lower than that. And God created you for that, and that's significant. Proverbs 18:21 says this, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit." You give life. You give life. The second thing I want to say is that you're wonderfully purposed. Each and every one of us here today has a purpose. God has given each of us a divine design. It's not by default. It is our responsibility to work out how we can glorify Him through the purposes God has mapped out for our life. I've heard many people say, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know what my purpose in life is. What do you think God's purpose in your life is? Isn't it to love Him? To love God and to love others? And if that's all you ever do, that is a major significant. God did not call you to do anything else but to have a relationship with Him. And the purpose is that we are entwined and deeply connected with God. Ephesians 2:10, because out of that, can I say, out of that, you knowing knowing God intimately and knowing who you are, comes the created things that God would want you to do for your life. Ephesians 2:10 says this, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works." Good works, people. We are good works, people, which God has prepared in advance for us to do. You know, you may never know what you need to do, but as you get closer to God, as you breathe life, and as you spend time with Him, God will reveal to you what you are meant to do. Don't spend your life meandering or wandering, but just be with God, and God will reveal it to you. Yeah. You know, I think about, you know, Mary in the Bible, she had a pretty awesome purpose. And yes, you know, we may never and we will never, that's just a one-off, like I said. Her purpose is to give birth to the Savior of the world. And while we may not actually relate to that, and that will never happen, we as women can actually relate to giving birth to a dream, you know, to the dream for the future generations to come. You know, I want to tell you that your purpose are born out of pain, path, or promise. With pain, you know, some people are in pain, whether physically, mentally, socially, you know, relationally, whatever. But can I just say that don't dismiss that pain, because there's pain in different seasons, and that too shall pass. But there's always, always purpose in our pain. You wouldn't be a mother if you don't know. If it wasn't for pain, mothers understand the beauty of what pain, because it produces life. The path you walk presents the purpose you live. Be intentional about your path. Psalm 119:105 says this, "Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path." Yet again, you know, be close to God. He will reveal to you your next step. Yeah. Our path should always be in alignment to God's word. Promise. The promise of God is not limited by our circumstances that we find ourselves in. There are countless stories in the Bible where God has used women, regardless of their circumstances or the choices they have made. I recall Rahab. She was known as Rahab the harlot. Imagine having that as a you know, purpose, you know. But that was not her limit, because if you read the Bible, her purpose was to hide the two spies from the king of Jericho. And then she ended up having a lineage where Jesus came from. That's a pretty awesome purpose there. I think of Miriam, where her purpose was to care and watch over Moses. You think of Deborah, Esther, Jael, Hannah, women at the well, just to name a few. These women had purpose that God had given them. So regardless of the circumstances or the choices they have made, they haven't missed the boat. God has purposed that they are to do something great that we get to observe today. Romans 8:28 says this, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." God's plan is not a mystery. God, you know, can I just say, women or anyone out there, you know, for everybody here today, you have not missed the boat. You have not missed the mark. You may think you have missed it, but can I just say to you, recall that back and say, God is actually rewriting the story for your life, regardless of the choices you have made, good or bad, because we know that all things work together, and that's how good God is. Can we give Jesus a clap? I mean, where would we be today if not for God's grace? The third thing I want to talk about today is that you are wonderfully positioned. You know, before I came to work here at church, I want to tell you a little bit of a story about me, right? I worked, and my first ever job was a clerk typist at Griffith University. I worked there for 20 years. As an 18-year-old, I worked there for 20 years. I loved my job. I loved, you know, the office type thing and everyone. But, you know, my bosses made me cry and I hated that. But I stuck with it. And then over time, I graduated from being a clerk typist to a finance clerk. And then, you know, from a training officer. And then eventually became a human resource manager. Had lots of training and everything. But my heart has always been for people. My heart has always been for the broken. And so I studied to be a counselor. You know, I also went to Bible college and all of that. And the path of God was being revealed to me that each step I take. And so, you know, the rest is history. But then, you know, I always wanted to work for the church. I thought working for the church is my dream job. And it still is my dream job. It may not be, you know, people think, oh yeah, you know, that's not, you don't do much. But can I just say, if you had a peek into the life of my life, it's not 9 to 5. It is 24/7. But I love what I do because that is the purpose that God has for me. And you know, you love what you do because that's God's purpose for you. And you know, I started volunteering here 2 days a week, one day, you know, and then 2 days. And, you know, that's where the food bank started, you know, in my little black Hyundai Excel while I used to haul food because I'm such a hoarder. I just love to just put, you know, at one point in time, I filled my car so much that it was actually, I can't see the rear view mirror, but I just wanted to help people. And out of that, we made parcels and emergency things. And it was just amazing. And then the rest is history. And now I've been here full time. I said to Pastor Tony, I'm giving you 2 years, to be working here. And then, yeah. And going by my track record, I'm pretty loyal to where I work. And so, you know, I'll be here for the rest of my life, but there's no place I'd rather be. Hard days, yes. Long hours, yes. But when God has a purpose and a plan, and I've been blessed to be given the opportunity to work with people, then there's no greater reward. I get to do a lot of things here. I've done most of the things, but men's ministry, and even there I tried to sneak in and kind of go into the kitchen and, you know, just to get bacon and eggs and sausages that's hopefully not burnt. But no, I love it. But somehow I always end up in the kitchen. It's probably because I love food. But can I just say that what I share from the platform is tested and clearly seen when I am off the platform. My life here could be seen, you know, and it's tested in front of my family, in front of my kids, in front of my friends, and in the outside world. And sometimes it can get pretty ugly, tears and everything, but, you know, this is who I am. You know, my position is not greater because I stand here on stage and have the microphone or preach or do whatever, MC, whatever it is. But my position is greatest when I'm using God, my God-given uniqueness and my purpose where God has placed me. And I want to encourage each and every one of you too that you have a purpose, that you may not stand here and do the things that I do, but you have a platform. Your platform. Thanks. Thanks, girls. Your platform. And your greatest ministry could be at home. Never, ever, ever, ever think that that is lower. Your ministry, your platform is showing those kids how to behave, how to act, how to love God with all of your heart and with all of your soul. And yes, as moms, it's hard, isn't it? As grandparents, it's hard because, you know, you thought you've left your, you know, the kids have left and whatever, and I'm not in that stage yet. I'm still waiting, but you know, I'm probably waiting a long time. But anyway, I'm just saying, I'm 50 this year. So hurry up, Mercy and Zach. No pressure at all. No pressure. My position and your position is not a pedestal. The pedestal is what God is using us to accomplish, and it is equal no matter where we are standing whether it's on stage, whether you're standing in front of the kitchen sink, whether you're standing on front of the stove or washing machine or dryer or boardroom or conference table or anywhere else that you stand. My question for each and every one of us here today, where are you positioned? And how are you showing the wonder of God through creation of you as a woman? How are you doing that? You know, Queen Esther, a young Jewish girl who was living her life and just happened to join a beauty contest. And lo and behold, she was chosen to become a wife of King Xerxes, the king of Babylon. The Jews were in captivity, but Esther found herself in a position where it was uncomfortable for her. And can I just say to you, each and every one of you, there will be times in your life that God will place you in a position where you're uncomfortable, where it's out of your comfort zone. But go with it, because God has a plan. Inasmuch that He had a plan for Esther. You know, Esther, she lost her parents. She was surrounded by people that really didn't understand her. And I want you to read the account of Esther if you can, so you can see the whole, the story. It just unfolds and it's beautiful. Esther was positioned for such a time as this. And you are positioned for such a time as this. Why weren't you born in the 1950s or the 1930s or the 1800s? Because God has purpose and a plan in His life that you are going to be born just today. Esther had this position as queen. She has been given the opportunity to be the vehicle to save her people. She risked her life to speak to the king. As you read the story, the king was receptive, but she could have been killed because of her approach to him. Because in those days, you dare not go in the presence of the king unless his scepter was, you know, up. She used her position to give life to her people. I wonder where God is positioning you today. I wonder what kings or what people are you going to have to talk to or approach in the position that maybe you are in. Sometimes we leave our positions physically, but I believe God is wanting to position you spiritually for your next. God is allowing the pressure in your life to position or maneuver you to your purpose or destiny. It will be uncomfortable. It will be hard. But never, you know, God has never called you to something hard when there's not going to be fruit in it. Can I encourage you, allow Him to have His way. He's causing you and I to look beyond our comfort zone and our familiar territory. He may position you to where you never imagined you would be. You will need to position yourself for a breakthrough. There's people here and online that you need a breakthrough. Can I just say that align yourself for the breakthrough? You need to position yourself. And how do you do that? You do that by spending time with God. He reveals the purpose. He reveals the path. He reveals the plan for your next. So women, I wanted to awaken your spirit today. That somehow that some of you may have fallen asleep. You've probably think, oh, well, you know, I'll just live my life and it's all good. You know, I'm just doing what I'm doing and that's all there is. Can I just awaken you, quicken your spirit today, women, that you are valuable. You are wonderfully unique. You are wonderfully positioned. You are wonderfully purposed. It's time to rise up and awaken the lioness within you. It's time to awaken the wonder in your lives. It's time to stop behaving and acting and feeling like we are less than, because we are not. It's time to activate the wonder of God, because we need to start living differently, because if we don't, people are not going to recognize the wonder of God, because they won't see His wonder in our lives. Women, awaken the wonder. We as a body of women here today have the greatest opportunity to be demonstrating the light of God in our world, in our workspaces, in our sphere of influence. To show the world God's love, we can show this when we realize and know, not just in our head, but in our heart, that we are wonderfully precious. We are wonderfully purposed and we are wonderfully positioned. Can I have the team come on stage, please? Women, this is your superpower. This is what makes you Wonder Woman. And men, I charge you today, never neglect the wonder and the beauty that God has given you. And that will give you. Can we all stand, please? Today, you're all Wonder Women. And you are Wonder Men. I just want to just take this moment, just this time, to lean in and sing a moment of worship, just to just thank God of the wonder of His creation, that He created each and every one of us. That each and every one of us has a purpose in life. And I think God is just wanting to reveal His next steps in your life. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You know, today, can I just say that God has a plan and purpose for you. Can I have the lights turned down, please? There's a plan and a purpose for you. That you have not missed the boat. You have not missed the train or the bus. But God, in His time, and as you spend time with Him, He absolutely adores and loves you. And He just wants to create in you and breathe life into you today. That you are His wonderful creation. Father, I pray for each and every person here today. Lord, that may have feeling that they're less than or they're struggling or they whatever circumstances they are surrounded themselves right now. Father, that you would awaken the wonder in our hearts, in our lives, in our spirit, God. Thank you for your wonderful creation. Thank you for all the mums that you have created, Lord God. And thank you for all the women that actually breathe life and encouragement to each and to the younger generation to speak encouragement, Father God. That, Lord, they are not less than, but they are more than. They are more than conquerors. They are warriors, Lord, in this life. They're an overcomer, Lord God. And so, Lord, as we stand here today, we thank you. We thank you for the season that we are in. We are thank you that there's more that you will reveal to us. Bless the mothers, Lord. Bless the women, not just in this church, but in our community, Lord God. In all the churches, Father God. May they know your love. May they know that they're wonderfully precious, that they're wonderfully positioned, and they're wonderfully purposed, Lord God. Breathe life today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.